What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Woke and Broke Podcast.
How's
it
going on?
Knowledge.
What's happening?
I missed y'all.
I missed y'all too.
That's what's happening. We're hanging in. I missed y'all.
How have people been? How's the week been going? How are things? What's going on? What are the updates to life?
It's been a long week, y'all. A long week. Like, so I found out my baby's coming early. They're inducing me early. And so, like, I literally had, like, this all this week to kind of just get things together, like, in my classroom and stuff like that. And kind of, like, prepare my students and stuff. And, like, by Thursday, like, by Wednesday, I was exhausted. Like, but then I was like, just one more day, because we got parent-teacher conferences this week. Just one more day, girl, just make it through. Baby, when I tell y'all I woke up Thursday to, like, the school calling, people texting. It was like an ice storm the night before. So they canceled school. So it was a whole blessing. Yeah. A whole blessing. And so I slept all day, child. Ooh. All day. And then Friday, we had to work a full day, though, because of them canceling the night before. And so, which was fine because there's no kids. Like, I can be there all day with no kids. Like, that ain't, I'm just talking to parents and the kids. Some of the kids show up. So it ended up being like ending like a good week, you know? It was nice.
Good.
Yeah. What about y'all?
My week was pretty great. I think now I am really getting acclimated to this new position. At first I was nervous as fuck because I really didn't know much. And so it was kind of like a struggle, you know, because I was being thrown into things that I did not know really how to do. So I was like asking a whole bunch of questions and like, I felt like I was like being a burden and I felt myself being, I felt the burden myself, you know, because I didn't really know how to do a lot of shit or whatever. But like now, I am confident walking through there, talking to everybody, getting to know the residents, getting to know the staff, and everything. Like, I've been working on the schedules and stuff and making sure all these hoes come to work on time and stuff.
Which is late before.
Yes. Ooh, people being late, calling off. Like, okay, so not this past weekend, but the weekend before. When I tell you, like, it's like I wasn't even off on Saturday. It's like I was at work because one, I had to go back for a tour, which I was supposed to go back to give a tour, but my director, he ended up calling me and saying, well, can you do another tour? They're going to come in at 2:30, which my tour was supposed to be at 3.
Tour, like when you say a tour, you mean like potential?
Yeah. Okay. So like somebody will come in and you have to show them the community and everything.
Okay.
And whatnot. So I had one scheduled at 3. He asked me if I could do another one at 2:30. I'm like, okay, so no, because I don't have enough time between 2:30 and 3 to show them the whole community. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And he was like, well, I know it's going to be really quick because her sister has already seen the community. She just wants to pop in and just get a really quick tour. Now, luckily, the people who Kate was coming at 3, they ended up calling me and saying that they was going to be a little late. So,
You did have time.
But I was doing that. And then, like, from the time I woke up to the time I left from the tour, I was getting text messages from people talking about, I ain't going to be able to make it today. Ooh. And stuff like that. And so, like, what they were doing before me was if people call in or whatever, they was finding them coverage. They was finding coverage for the shift. Well, the policy states, the policy states that you're supposed to find your own coverage. So guess what? Ain't gonna happen no more.
And high key, because you ain't got time to be.
You're
going to not be there, you can at least find somebody to cover your shit.
Exactly. Like, I don't mind if you can't make it in, but I don't have all day and all night to be finding somebody to work for you. You know what I'm saying? And that's not my responsibility. That's your responsibility. So,
So, like, what's the repercussions for not, like, exactly, y'all gonna motherfuckers
right
start
up.
Getting wrote up?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A write up. Like, you get your ass wrote up. You get your ass. Yes, get your ass wrote up, and you can only
because
get two write ups within
many people
a year.
Who want a job. You know what yes. I'm saying? For you to be calling off all the time.
And high key, the work is really easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, mm-hmm. like, they don't, it, the residents don't really ask for much. They just right. want everything to be done correctly and to be taken care of and loved. That's really
yeah,
all.
That's it.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
It. Treat them like your own grandparents.
Exactly. Treat them like you would want to be treated at that age. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really
yeah,
all
you
have to do.
You gotta say that these days because some of them treat their grandparents
yeah,
like
straight shit.
Right. Right.
But, yeah, so, like, I mean, I've been really gaining my confidence in that and whatnot, mm-hmm. and then, you know, just talking to friends and helping everybody. You know what I do, doing what I do
yeah,
every day. I'm
doing
day.
What you do.
I went to Hobby Lobby the other day to like shop for some stuff for my office, which I didn't mm-hmm. buy shit, but I just took all of the pictures because I was a broke ass bitch. So I just took pictures of everything that I want to get. And uh-huh. high key friend, I found some really, really nice stuff. I know you probably got your nursery decked out, but I found
I
some.
Don't.
You
yeah,
don't?
But you know I'm a procrastinator. That's why my godmother is here. Because, baby, it's child.
Well, I found a whole bunch of cute shit. So I'm
well,
going to have to go
me,
ahead and send you. Yeah. I'm going to have to go on and send you some stuff. Because, yeah, I came across some real cute stuff. I was like, oh, this will be so cute in her nursery.
Some things I'm going to have to make because I really want, like, above her bookshelf, I really want the Hey Black Child poem.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard of this woman, like, this woman had said she just typed up what she wanted and, like, had it printed like a poster. Mm. And I was like, oh, that's a bomb-ass idea. Like, maybe I'll just do it like that. So
yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll see. But, yeah, definitely send me that because I love me some Hobby Lobby. And they be having a hella discount. Sometimes you catch them, like, 60% off. Like, what?
Right, yes.
And then I'm poor. So then, you know.
Right.
Spend all my coin at Hobby Lobby.
Big facts. But yeah, that's how my week was. You know, just same old, staying true to it and doing what I do.
Yeah. I'm glad that you've been getting more comfortable at your job, though. I knew it's always nerve wracking at the beginning, you know, but like, God had given you this position for a reason. He wouldn't have given you anything that you couldn't handle. And so it was just about learning, you know.
Yeah.
Any new job, you the atmosphere and the structure and how things go. And so I'm glad that you're getting comfortable with everything.
Thank you, friend. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Michael, what about you? What you been up to?
Right.
Well, I've been extra, extra busy. I mean, very, very busy. So and I forgot to tell y'all this. I was going to, you know, talk about it, but it just slipped my mind. But I had got invited to come talk on Wisconsin Public Radio
about
Martin Luther King and Black History Month and, you know, the black, being black, living in Wisconsin and stuff like that. It was me and two other people. Mm. And so we did that last Monday. And so it was cool, like, but it wasn't a long segment. It was about like 55 minutes or something. Uh-huh. So it's three of us and, you know, people trying to get a chance to talk. Mm-hmm. The host is asking questions and stuff like that. So I said as much as I could. But I think it was a good, you know, way to kick off. And literally 2 days later, we had our on-campus Martin Luther King Jr. celebration program. It's the second time we had it. And it was a huge success. It was really, really good. And so I'm really happy about that because that program is basically the kickoff for Black History Month at my current institution. Mm-hmm. And so that's one program down, like seven more to go because we have eight events for Black History Month. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm really ready to get those done and over with so I can be making other moves too.
Right.
And get my stuff in order so I can make my next move. But it's just been busy for the most part, seeing things through, making sure things have already been planned, making sure that it's a flawless execution.
Right.
And so all of these things have been keeping me busy on my feet. I've been still prioritizing my health. Actually, tonight, if I can make my ass out to the gym, because we know I'm in a polar fucking vortex. Tonight is gonna make week 4, day 4, so it will be the first month of working out in the gym completed.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I'm really, really excited about that. Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
You're doing a damn thing.
Yeah.
Changing my habits, working out, having more energy. This shit is so beneficial, and it's really helping me stay focused and more on top of things. I still have areas that I need to work on. You know,
and don't we all?
Right.
At the same time, I feel like it's really giving me the energy to be more effective. It's going to be a rippling effect. That's how I look at it. Like, yeah. I'm going to start getting my shit together, you know, period. And so it's just been really good to get back on that, change my diet significantly. Like, and it's benefited me to the point where, I mean, I see the results and not just like losing pounds and things, but like having the energy. I'm just like, God. Just cutting out certain things and including certain things, and literally over a month's time has been like so beneficial to my health and my alertness and my, you know, I'm more focused and things like that. So this week has been good. I expect for this week coming up to be great too. Again, it's gonna be busy, but I'm gonna be focused, getting on it, working out, doing what I have to do, you know, keep myself up to par.
I'm proud of you. And you know, like once you do a month, like, and you see how good you feel, like it makes it that much easier. It's still gonna be a process, but it's like, you know,
right.
It's definitely gonna become more of a habit.
Right.
It's a journey.
I did have another comment to make about what you said with the Martin Luther King. Like, I didn't realize how much like my students didn't realize. There's a lot that these kids are being taught. You know what I mean? Like, and I didn't realize that, especially like some of my kids still thought Dr. King was alive. Like,
oh, wow. Really?
And then I recently discovered that he was alive when he went to the hospital. And that they were working on him. And one of the surgeons came in and told them to stop. And pretty much killed them. And I never knew that.
Wait a minute. You have to look that up.
And I thought it was so bizarre. Like, because I want to say they've been trying to sue the government or something. Maybe not the government, but like the police involved in that whole situation and pressure something legally they're trying to do with that situation, or they tried to do and it maybe it just didn't work out. But when I heard that, I was just like, what? Like, he could have still been alive, like, you know, type of thing. I couldn't believe it. It kind of really made me sad. Like, I think I cried for a moment.
But I mean, like, that's how the government and stuff was doing back then. They was in cahoots with each other and having moles come into organizations to infiltrate and fuck shit up and assassinate people and all that stuff. Like, they was dirty like that back in the day. And I ain't saying that they ain't still like that. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure they probably are.
I think more so, like, not that I was surprised, but then you're, like, surprised. You know what I mean? Like, because you know folks ain't shit, but then you're just, because, you know, the guy that shot him was working for the police. So it was like, I don't know. It's just, and I wasn't surprised because I knew that the FBI director back then did not like Dr. King. So it wouldn't have surprised me that he had something to do with his murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I knew it, but it was just still hard to like stomach, you know, or maybe that I just didn't know. I think I just assumed from like the pictures that you see that he was dead immediately. I didn't know that. I think that's the part that sucks the most, is that he was, you know, taken to a hospital and could have had the chance to live. We don't know. But the fact that they just stopped working on him, it's just, it just was kind of blew me. So,
Like, I definitely understand, because I saw, I think I saw the same thing that you saw. It was like a little news report, right?
And the woman was talking
about it. Like, it kind of just like rubbed me the wrong way too, because, but like you said, it don't surprise me,
right?
You know, it just kind of is like, damn, there's more to the story than what we have been told.
Exactly. You know, that's what it is that it was just damn, I didn't know that. Why are people talking about, you know, mm-hmm. that type of thing? Because mm-hmm. I would have believed it years ago just because, you know, when I lived in D.C., that's when I found out about the FBI director not liking Dr. King. Like, you can go to the museum and find that out, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah. They have the documents regarding that. But so then once I heard this, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. He didn't even like Dr. King.
Right.
Why wouldn't the police, I mean, you know, of course they had something to do with his assassination.
Right, know? Yes.
And so my students really like, and I keep it real with them, and some people are like, you talk to your students about that? Yes, mm-hmm. yes, I do. I may give them like the G version, but I'm very, like, I'm not showing them pictures of people being hung. Like,
right, yeah.
Because they hear these things and they want to know, like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean, hung? Like, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, they would tie, you know, ropes around their neck, and they would have, and I would even tell them that they had little picnics where mm-hmm. they were, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and one little Mexican boy was like, oh my gosh, I'm not proud to be an American anymore.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, we got some, I mean, we
got some work.
History. We, yeah. I mean, you know, we yeah. have some history, but I told him, I was like, you know, this is why we have these conversations, because if you don't know about what happened in the past, mm-hmm. it has a way of repeating itself,
right,
you know?
Right.
And we want to make sure that we're aware of how people were treated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, yeah. I get it now. Snaps. I did my job.
Right. Yes. That's
I mean, the work
cool.
is still not done, because that's only a little glimpse. Right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I just pray that one day that they truly understand, like, what people in this country have really went through.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Native, anybody of color, what they've been through here in this country. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Shout out, friend. Being mm-hmm. an educator, shaping our youth.
I be trying to pour, you know what I'm saying?
Shaping our future generations.
You know, I try to do what I, you know, do my thug dizzle sometimes.
Right.
Do what I can.
Oh my God.
Gotta help the children. Help the children.
Big facts. Mm-hmm.
Gotta help them because they lost, child. They lost.
Yes, Lord. Oh. But I'm glad everybody had a great week and was able yes. to pack so much in our time away.
Yes.
And so now let's move over to our shout out segment, Black, Brilliant, and Beautiful. What y'all find out this week?
Well, if you haven't noticed, at your local stores, Walmart, some girls camped out. It is time for that Girl Scout cookies. And I just wanted to shout out, I saw this video of this little Black girl, and she had changed the words to Cardi B's Money song about selling Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. And it was the dopest shit ever. Like, and so she put it on the internet, and like, she sold out of her cookies in 2 days, because now you don't have to purchase at a store like back in the day, you know, because even they got smart and like, oh, you don't have cash. That's okay. We got a card reader. Like,
oh,
but
wow.
now you can actually purchase online and the girls will deliver to you as long as their parents think it's okay. Because I have a little Black girl in my church. She's a Girl Scout. Mm-hmm. And I, there was a girl at the store. And she was like, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. And I was like, and I instantly thought of the little girl in my church, and I was like, ooh, I'd rather buy from her. And so I was like, well, maybe when I come out. And but then when I came out, she was gone. And I would have actually bought from her, but hell, she was gone. She missed her blessing.
Right.
So then I texted my little Black girl's her mama, and I said, is she selling cookies this year? She was like, actually, she is. You can go online. So I went online. I asked my boyfriend. I asked his mama, y'all want some Girl Scout cookies? What kind y'all want? And literally purchased online. And then she gave them to me at my baby shower.
Wow.
So it's like, or they'll deliver them to you. Like, you can get them in the mail, or they can hand, you know, safety, as long as the parents approve, you know. So it's like so neat. So you can really support any young girl across America who is selling cookies. And it's only $4 a box, y'all. So like, support Black businesses. And I just thought it was so cute that she was getting her little grind on.
Yes.
It was so cute. She had a little uniform on and she was wrapping it. And it was just so cute. So y'all have to find the video on YouTube.
Yes.
The Girl Scout and the Cardi B Money song. And it was super, super cute.
I'm a YouTuber and put it in a show notes.
Yes. It was the, it literally, I was like grooving like, ow, as I eat a thin mint. Yes. And it was like, and even though I have my boxes, it was like, if I knew this little girl's name, because they didn't put her name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I knew her name, I would at least buy a box for her. Like,
right, yes.
And even if you're on this healthy kick, they even have it where you can like donate box of cookies. Like, mm-hmm. you can just purchase just to give to somebody
Ooh.
Else.
That Ooh, means okay. if y'all want to donate it to any of us, y'all can do that. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Because they got them shortbread. They got them right.
I've had girl. Nope, I was about to lie. I was about to say I haven't had Girl Scout cookies in years, but no, I did. I had some last year. Sure did, like because
you know, and that, I think that's how they get folks. It's like it's not something that you can purchase all year mm-hmm. long, even when it with it being online. Like,
right.
Like no, bitch, we're only selling from this time to this time for that. When we do try to sell, you can be like, ooh, like drooling and,
yes,
you know,
it's a commodity.
Girl Scout cookies. Yes. You don't have access to it.
Right. Shout out to the Girl Scouts out here. Yes. On they cookie grind.
To the black ones. Like, I'm going to make Yara be a Girl Scout cookie. We're going to be out here. Ow. Come on, girl. Ow. Girl.
Out here slanging cookies.
Slanging cookies. I got 2 for $8. But they're 4 a piece. Whatever. You know you gotta make it sound like a deal. 2 for $8.
You so jealous.
People love when they think they're getting a deal. Got these hot fresh baked Girl Scout cookies.
Hey, I'll buy some. I sure want some.
I want
fresh
some too.
Fresh out the oven. Like, this bitch is lying.
Take them out the pack and warm them up.
Yes, have them on a platter. Yeah. Samples, anyone? Yeah. Samples? Yeah, we put out a box, so I would buy this. I'd be like, okay, Yara, this mommy gonna go ahead and buy these boxes, but what we gonna do is we gonna heat them up a little bit and we gonna serve them as like samples. So people can try and be like, ooh. I'm like, yeah, don't you like that thin mint? Hey, good. 2 for $8. I got you right here. Because all the other girls are selling them 1 for $5. But I can get you 2 for $8. When the website stands there for when you
run out of the line. I can't. I cannot with you.
But yes, just support these girls out here doing their thing. If you can find a black girl, really support them,
please.
But nonetheless, you know, the Girl Scouts is out here working hard for their bag.
Big facts. I cannot.
That's all I had. That was my shout out.
Oh, okay. Well, as I gain my composure, since there are no more shout outs for this week, we're going to move over to our main topic segment, The Vent.
Yes, The Vent.
And this week is Danny's week, so we're going to kick it over to you, friend.
Yes, I want to talk about love this week, y'all. Love, because yes. Valentine's Day is this week. Mm. Why not talk about love? Michael's like, oh, shit. Fucking love.
Love is on the way.
First question. So these are just like random, like, love questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So my first question is, who is your favorite, like, black love, like, just couple, like, power couple? And it could be, like, a celebrity. It could be somebody you know, like.
Let's see.
You want me to tell y'all my favorite?
Yeah, go ahead.
My pastor and his wife, they just so cute, y'all. Like, they be seeing at the anniversary. Look, they be doing, during their anniversaries, they like write songs for each other and sing it mm-hmm. to each other. He still opened the door for her. Mm-hmm. And I be like, ooh, y'all cute. Y'all real cute. and they just grin. And I had to write a recommendation letter for their son once. Mm-hmm. And I go over to their house. They dressed alike in these khaki pants and sweatpants. Oh. And I said, y'all cute? Y'all, where y'all coming from? We went on our daily walk. I said, is that how you get when you've been married for a long time? Y'all start dressing alike for y'all's little daily walks. I just think they're just so cute.
Yes.
And they're like HBCU grads. Like, you know, I just love them. And then the Obamas, of course. Like,
oh, yes. Yes. You can't go wrong with the Obamas.
You cannot. Cannot.
I would have to say, honestly, this is gonna sound bad, but I don't really have a favorite couple other than me. me and my man, we my favorite couple. Cause I only say that because I really do like what we built. Mm-hmm. You know, like we really, because I was in Oklahoma for my whole life and he was up here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We were able to build that foundation of a friendship before we really got together. So like now that we are here and we are together in it full force, you know, that foundation is something that we can help build up on. Like, you know what I mean? And so we're able to talk about things in a different way than either of us have ever talked to anybody else and stuff. We're able to express our love in different ways and keep everything fresh and youthful, you know? And I think that's what's most important when it comes to like being in a relationship or coupling up and stuff, is just having that youthful spirit within your relationship and being able to allow that to permeate throughout your life. And, you know, other people can feel the effects of it. And, you know, you always have comfort and love when you had a long day and shit. So, I would have to say us. You know what I mean? Like,
good answer.
Thank you.
What about you, Michael?
I feel like it's hard to just, because there's so many great examples of black couples that are out here doing their thing. And the beautiful part about it is that each one of these couples, they're making their own rules and plans. They're not necessarily living up to other people's standards.
Right.
And so when you think about like people have different relationships. So there's so many, I feel like black couples that are just are just phenomenal examples of relationship goals or things to strive for when you're trying to build a connection with another person, actually have a commitment. And so I would just probably shout out all the black couples that are successful. And their relationships, and that they're also very different. We see so many types of black love and so many different types of black couples, and they just doing a damn thing, working it out, and are in love and happy for each other. So it's just hard for me to choose.
It's okay. I love it. Because you're right. Like, and I think even though I've chosen my pastor and first lady, like, I love them for different things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I see other couples that I love them for different things that I've seen. And like, but I think it's important for me when I talk about like black love, because I want to marry a black man, you know, a black man. So I look at other black couples, you know what I mean? And I see how they communicate with each other, how they have a good time together. Like, I have a cousin, she made me for my daughter, she made a giraffe, like, I don't know what you would call it, like a playmat type of thing, like a rug. Mm-hmm. I have to take a picture and send it to you, but she made it, y'all, made it. It looked store-bought. She made that thing.
Mm-hmm.
But her and her husband, like, were a dynamic pair. Like, they just, you could just see the love that they had. Mm-hmm. And they would joke with each other all the time, and they would always have the kickbacks at their house. And like, you know, they were just, to me, like a really good definition of what love looks like, you know?
Right.
And they never just tried to be perfect on the outside. They were just who they were, you know?
Yes.
And I think that as young people, we need to see more thriving relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just nice when you see those, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
I just love them. And like, just seeing more people our age getting married and really finding somebody they want to spend the rest of their life with, I just think it's a beautiful thing, because I think I take marriage seriously, and I really do think it's like a really big commitment. And when you find somebody who wants to make that commitment to you, it's like, it's a beautiful thing.
Yes, agree.
So next question, how is attraction different than love?
I would have to say that attraction is more like, you know, when you see somebody that you like, you know, that turns you on and things like that. Like, so I would like kind of akin it to like lust, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, because that's what normally attracts you, you know, is the image, and then you go into the personality and the vibe and all of that stuff and how that person makes you feel, right, and all of that. I feel like all of that kind of plays into attraction and whatnot, whereas love is something much, much deeper, you know. It's much more, I can't even think of the word, like it's just much more to it, you know. And it's like, love is not always easy, but it's always fun, it's always spirited, it's always adventurous and exciting, you know, because it does have ups and downs, you know. But it's, I like to say that love is more of two lives merging, you know what I mean, to become unilateral. That's the way that I like to look at it. So I know that I'm on this particular journey with, as far as my life is concerned, and you're on the journey as well. And so we're choosing to embark on it together. We're choosing to go through the ups and downs together. So you may not be at the particular level that I might be on at the time, or I might not be at the particular level that you might be on at the time, but we're meeting at the middle and making it work, you know. And I'm able to identify all of the different parts and portions of you and your being, and love each and every one of those parts, or love you through whatever it is that you're working through and whatnot, like, you know. And you're able to reciprocate and do that for me as well. And I think that that is what love is, just being able to see God's beautiful creation within somebody else and accepting them and loving them and encouraging them, motivating them through all that life has to offer, you know. And that's very different from attraction, you know, which can, it's fleeting, it can come and go, you know, at any time, you know. So
definitely, what you think, Michael?
I agree with what Josh said as far as the difference between, you know, attraction and love. Like, you see somebody that, you know, you've been eyeing them like, oh man, he look good or she look good. You know, they might dress nice, they might got a fat ass, or they might have something that you desire in a moment. And so just on the surface level, they are attractive. And it could, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical thing. You could be attracted to their intellect. You could be attracted to the way they, their worldview is positioned. You know, it might be in alignment with your goals and things. So there are things that people espouse that are attractive to you. But that love piece is so, so very different. And that, from my perspective, I feel like when you love someone, like, you are willing to put up with and do more things for that person, because you actually care about them and you actually want to see, you actually, you have their best interest at heart. You know what I mean? Like, you're not, you just really, you know, you care about their success, you care about their happiness, you care about whether or not they ate. So if I don't ask you if you ate or what did you eat, I don't give a fuck about you. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you know when somebody loves you and they don't. Like,
that's true.
I mean, absolutely.
I also feel like love is an action. A very powerful action, because through love, you and through a person's actions, you can believe or know whether or not they love you. And I mean, I feel like everybody has different, you know, everybody has a different capacity for love. Some people have bigger hearts. Some people have, can go the extra mile. And some people, they can only love you so much. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it may hurt that they can't see it through the way that you would like to be seen through. But that's one of the things I'm learning now. I'm still struggling with it, this idea of just because a person hasn't been able to do X, Y, Z doesn't mean that they don't love you. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of their love for you can only has gone that far, or they don't have the capacity to stretch their love beyond whatever threshold that they're at, or whatever capacity it may be at. But yeah, that's the difference, you know. Like you could be attracted to a person, and there is a difference in action and like what you see. So
I like what you said when you were talking about, you know, love being something that you share, you know, with the other person. Like, you know, because like when I say that, like, I think about, you know, when I love somebody, or when I say that I love somebody, I am interested in their growth, in their well-being. And so, like, if I identify something that is like counterintuitive to that, or my growth, or anything like that, or their own growth, I'm gonna communicate that. And it might not be the easiest thing to communicate, you know, but it's still a part of that process, and they're able to hear you out and willing to hear you out, and then, you know, make whatever adjustments need to be made or work with you in order to, you know, reduce whatever it is that might be causing issue or bringing negativity onto their own lives, or let alone yours too. You know what I mean? They're able, when you really love somebody, you're willing to listen to that and not get mad and blow up and say, well, you just trying to change me, or you just trying to da da da. Like, you know, you see it from a different perspective. You see it as in, okay, this person really cares enough to come and say, oh, you know, you did this and it made me feel this way, or you do this and it makes, you know, you look this way, or it makes you feel this way when you do this, and you don't even realize that you're doing it to yourself. You know, I feel like that's an additional layer of love that does not exist when it comes to attraction, you know, or lust or anything else, because
I think attraction comes and goes too.
Absolutely.
Like, I think you can have a great, and sometimes, and I don't even mean attraction when it comes to like the physical part. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have a conversation with somebody and you be attracted to their personality. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But then you learn something about them and then all that shit changes.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm not attracted, you know. So I think in that sense it can definitely, you know, go up and down.
Right.
So how do you feel like, or why do you think some people fall out of love? And do you even think, like, for me personally, I don't even think, I think you can't just fall out of love. Mm. I think you can not love them the same way that you used to. But I think if you really love somebody, you can't just stop loving them. Like, if me and my child's father end, I will always love him. I'll always love him because I always care about his well-being. Right. And I will always want the best for him. But as far as like what I need in the relationship, that love would be different. If that makes sense.
Absolutely.
But I don't think I could ever just stop love. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, stop loving someone.
Yeah.
So I think, so we're looking at like when you're saying like, why do you think some people fall out of love? I think it's important to distinguish between like having love for someone versus being in deep romantic love. So I feel like there have been people that I've been in deep romantic love with that I actually still have love for, but I don't have those, you know, romantic feelings for them anymore. I don't think about like, oh, damn, I wonder if this nigga wants this for Valentine's Day or something like that, for example. Like, I'm not thinking of him, I want to go out to this cute-ass restaurant and then maybe out to, like, the park or something like that. Like, those feelings of romantic love, like those can change over time, depending on what happened in the situation. But if you genuinely love someone and you have love for them, you're not going to see them out their bed. You know what I mean? Like, you might have to set up boundaries around what that love looks like moving forward or whatever, but you're never going to, you know, see them out their bed. Like, I still genuinely do care about your growth and development, your you know, your happiness. I may not want a front row seat.
Right.
At that wedding now, nigga. Like, I ain't say all that.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I'm not gonna, you know, see you out here bad, or like, you know, wish the worst on you, or don't want to see you be able to, you know, do the things that you want to do in this life. I may not want to be there to witness certain things, but that doesn't mean that I'm sitting up there hoping and wishing and praying that nothing good comes from your life just because I'm no longer in love with you.
Right. And
I know me personally, yes, I have fallen out of romantic love with people, and those romantic feelings have shifted and they are no longer there. I also know and have met people who, you know, they say they fall out of love and fall back in love. So I still, you know, equate that to those romantic feelings of attraction and then, you know, being romantic with a person and how that, you know, plays out and people go back and forth. But I don't know. I'm a little different. I have yet to fall back in romantic love with somebody that I've fallen out of romantic love with. I just, you know, making that clear. But doesn't mean that I don't have love for them.
Right.
Or that I don't have love for them. Or that I hate them or something like that. So.
I agree. I don't really think that it's possible for you to fall out of love with somebody. Like, just lose it. I think even, like, because you can, even if somebody, like, makes mistakes or does something dirty, you know what I mean? You still will have some extent of love for them, you know? You just may, like you said, love them a different way, or it might be different circumstances surrounding it and whatnot. You might have to, you know, kind of push them further into the ether as far as the relationship is concerned. But I don't think that real love just disappears or dissipates. I think that it may transform into a different form, you know, or a different actualization. But I don't think that it, like, just goes away. I do think that, like, attraction, it could go away. I think that, you know, romanticism could go away and whatnot, but I don't believe that genuine love can go away. It can only be transformed, because I do feel that love is a form of energy, you know, that does exist, and you can apply it to a particular person, and they can apply it to you as well. And so, like, with having that particular perspective, you know, the energy cannot be created nor destroyed. So it's just always going to be there for that individual. You know what I mean? You might, like you said, not want to have that front row seat or whatever, but you still going to be there in some capacity. I don't want you out here hurting or feeling bad or being destructive or anything like that. I want to see the best in you always. You know what I mean? Because you're always going to be a part of me, just like I'm always going to be a part of you, you know, and whatnot. But I don't believe that, you know, love just goes away or anything like that.
I mean, like, I agree. Like, it doesn't just go away. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just, it's hard. Like, I feel like once you say I love you to someone, it's like, I mean, and this is the other real thing. We are all responsible for our feelings, right? We are all responsible for our feelings and things that, you know, we share with people and things that we might expect or whatever the case may be. But it's like, there's a level of responsibility for our feelings when we say we love someone. And it's almost like, once you say that, it's almost like, so for me, I would never say that unless I meant it.
Right.
At that time. To be sitting up here, and I try to tell people this, I'm like, if I say I love you, I mean that shit.
Right.
Like, I don't just sit up here and tell someone that I don't love, oh, I love you. And I'm not saying that there are people who don't have the capacity to love multiple people and all that. That's great. You have a big heart, and that's amazing. But people need to understand, like, once you say that, like, you know, just be discerning, of course, but then also just be open to the idea of that person not feeling the same way sometimes too. And it's not that they don't care about you, but but they may not care about you as deep as you care about them.
Right.
And so that's a lesson and responsibility on your end to manage that too, because that can be a different type of feeling to express love for and attract you to someone and it not be reciprocated. And so though that can be a something to navigate too. So we got to be careful about that as well. When we're thinking about how we show up and, you know, how people say they love us or lack thereof.
Right, right. Good point.
Yep.
So, yeah, that was really good, y'all. Yeah, that was some definitely good input. So, next question is, what is the most romantic movie, like, you know, or your, like, favorite romantic movie? I told you these are going to be random, so.
Favorite romantic movie?
I don't even know if I have one.
I'm trying to see now.
Right. I'm thinking about it, like.
Because all of them have moments of just anxiousness, though.
Right.
What?
Fuck. I don't even know. I don't know that I have one.
Is it ratchet for me to... Well, I low-key would pick, like, Poetic Justice because I fucking love it. And Janet, yes, even though it's, like, ratchet at first. But right. Like,
I.
Yeah, that's gonna be my romantic, ghetto romantic love.
I don't even know, friend. That's a hard question. romantic movie. I kind of like. I guess I could say The Best Man, you know. Ooh, I'm like really thinking about it, and I'm like, is that like, can I consider that?
The first one and the second one.
Yeah. Like, I would have to say Best Man only because, like, that it shows you the stuff that you go through, you know what I mean, in life, but you still maintain that level of love for your significant other, you know. Even though you go through the trials and the tribulations and the bullshit from your past that show up when a ghost from your past show up to haunt you and whatnot, you're still able to adapt and maintain your composure, maintain yourself in the situation, you know, even though you may have, like I said, made some mistakes and some bullshit has happened or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's not your typical just like romantic, oh my God, we're going on this date and I fall in love and oh my God, you know, it's not that, but it shows you kind of like real shit, you know what I mean? Real shit
to learn from too.
Yes. Like,
I think I also love like Waiting to Exhale, which really goes far from like romance, but you get to see four women like and their journey through love, you know, and how to kind of overcome like the bullshit.
Right. Agree. Like, I mean, those types of movies, I feel like it shows you like a real version of what love is. You know what I'm saying? Because it is like, it has its ups and downs and it's not just picture perfect and oh my God, I'm showing up with roses.
Like a lot
and...
of the white movies are like that. Like, yes. Oh, he just swept me off my feet and I just...
Right, yes.
Like,
yes.
Shit wouldn't happen in real life.
Right.
Bullshit. Michael, do you have one?
Oh, shit.
You all right, bro? You need some water?
I'm over here dying, y'all. I done had a bad cough this week, so y'all bear with me.
You know, it's still
coughing up a damn lung. Right,
I need to
go ahead and take care of this.
Get you some tussin.
Ain't that?
Get you some tussin.
Get you some green tea. Shit.
I know. I'm gonna put some tea on after this. But so I think a romantic movie, and it might not be, you know, typical, but y'all know that movie, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Yes.
So listen, I chose that because it really demonstrates that rage is a real emotion, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like, the older that I get, the more I understand why the fuck she snapped.
You know, and just to put a what is her name? Oh, Lynn Whitfield.
Yeah, right. Lynn Whitfield, yeah.
She always play a bad bitch.
And she too.
Man, she was out of control in that piece, man. I ain't gonna lie. At first, I remember the first time I saw, I was like, this, she crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? She ain't even wrong. She ain't even wrong. I mean, just to put another perspective out there so people can, you know, think about romance in a different way.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Those look some good ones. They got a few good little black romance movies.
Yeah.
So, in public, how much affection is too much?
Like if you tonguing somebody down and about to fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know them people who be grabbing ass, like whole handfuls of ass and shit. Reaching in people's pants and shit, all up on each other. I'm like, that is much too much. Like, no ma'am and no sir. Or no sir, no ma'am, no ma'am. No, we not doing that in these streets. No.
Wait. Hold up. I'm like, public affection.
I know. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I don't mind public affection. I'm talking about where you trying to fuck. You know, you act like you are in at home and behind closed doors and whatnot. Like, girl, everybody and their mama and kids ain't trying to see that. Like, maybe
they might just have an extra kinky relationship.
They might get
a thrill from those type of public displays of affection.
Well. Bitch, go to the park, somewhere, you know, go to the country and go roll around in the fields or something, bitch. But don't be fucking in the front of the damn Starbucks and stuff. Like, nah, ain't nobody got time.
All at the bus stop and shit.
Right. Like, grabbing handfuls of ass at the bus stop. Like,
handfuls of ass, just everything.
Sucking people's lips all off in front of all of the kids. No, ma'am. No.
Like, ma'am, there's kids present.
Right. Like, damn, I get it. I know y'all love each other.
I don't want to see that.
Right.
I literally roll my eyes like, oh my God.
Yes. I mean, because I love, like you said, seeing people be affectionate, you know, kissing,
like holding hands.
Yeah.
Don't be flopping down because I don't know. Seeing other people make out is just disgusting to me. Right. Sometimes. Like, ugh.
That's an intimate moment. That's like a whole nother place, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. I ain't trying to have that up in my... I ain't trying to have tea with a side of ass. Not out in public. No.
Well, how do you think showing love now is differently from back then?
Like back in the day?
It's changed, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know, and I only say that because I don't really know how people showed love back then.
Back then.
You know, maybe it was more, you know, men who would actually, like, open doors and, you know, pamper and, like, take care of their significant other or whatnot, at least noticeable, like, you know what I'm saying, right. Back then, maybe. I don't know though, because, like, I think it's just kind of has advanced, it's elevated in a different way than what it was back then, you know what I mean? It was the people going to, you know, the drive-in and mm-hmm. you know, dressing up real nice and going out to dance or going to, you know, a nice little lounge or something like that. And I think that still happens today, but it just looks different. Like, you know, people don't really get super jazzed up to go and do things anymore. It's like, I'll look nice, I might throw on some nice, you know, jeans and a sweater or something like that. You might have a nice dress if it's, you know, warm enough or whatever. But if not, you might have on like a jumper or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks different than what it did back then. But I don't know that it's just like gone away or anything. You know, I just think it may have like transformed mm-hmm. and whatnot. But I do and think
technology, I mean, in social media, like I think some people look for like the public display of affection through the internet as opposed to in a public place as well, you know?
Right.
And
right.
I think maybe trying to balance that, but I think maybe back then a lot more people were private, I guess, mm-hmm. not even private, but you didn't have the internet to post who you were dating and, you right. know,
yes.
and now it's like people want to be claimed mm-hmm. even on the internet, you know what I mean? So I yes. think that kind of makes a difference.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What about you, Michael?
Yeah.
I agree with everything y'all said. Like, I just feel like, I mean, you still see people like videotaping proposals and things like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that's true.
And just, you know, and the family know and they're trying to surprise the fiance, all those types of things. And I think those things are cute and it's still a necessary thing. At
Did you say, oh, I thought you said an unnecessary. Like, damn, Michael.
Ooh. Ooh. I can't even talk about the question right now. But I think it's a very beautiful thing to witness that. You know what I mean? Like, to see those types of things, like, that people go out of their way to show the person that they are, you know, in love with and have love for, you know, that they really mean it. And, I mean, there are many ways in which you can show that, but I think, you know, nowadays people use technology and social media to really, you know,
yeah,
get that off the, you know, yeah. to show. Yeah. And it's just to like show and prove. It's like, yeah. you know.
yeah.
So. Definitely. Well, that leads me to like the last question, because when we talk about showing love and the differences, we can't help but to think of this holiday and how people choose to, you know, show love. So what, like, do you think of Valentine's Day as a whole?
Fuck a Valentine's Day. Hey, 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 anyway. Hey, hey, fuck a Valentine's Day. Hey, hey, that nigga don't love me anyway. What's up? no. Like, yeah, still fuck Valentine's Day, but not like that though. Like, let me stop because I'm sounding bitter as fuck. You know, I think Valentine's, like, honestly, I think Valentine's Day is, you know, a great occasion to demonstrate your love and affection for someone that you really feel in. You know, whether that's your current husband or wife, spouse or boo thing or somebody you're talking to or whatever the case may be. I think Valentine's Day has become a little sensationalized, but I think that just comes with how we are, you know, as a society moving towards, you know, the next best thing in terms of like trying to demonstrate commitment or demonstrate like this love and affection. But I really think it's what you make it. Like, you don't have to go out lavished and all this other type of shit and buying a gang of gifts and shit or all this other type of stuff. Like, you can, it can be something simple. I mean, it depends on the dynamic of your relationship or the type of relationship you're trying to have or who you are as a person. Like, some people like gifts. Some people like, you know, displays of affection, or they like that alone time, that one-on-one time. Some people like a combination of all of that.
Right.
And so me personally, I mean, I've gotten people gifts for Valentine's Day and things like that over the years. I've definitely had a few people that I thought enough of to be thoughtful in a gift and try to surprise them,
right.
you know, with a range of different things and stuff like that. So, you know, of course, this year I definitely won't be doing that. Definitely won't be sending a Valentine's Day gift to a nobody because I don't see it, and so it is what it is. But by all the people that are, you know, having a Valentine's Day special, someone, please enjoy, and I hope they enjoy the effort and time that you took to, you know, make them feel special on that day, because I mean, it matters, and I think it's a great way for us to be able to show those types of things, the love and affection that we have for a person.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely, like, a cute idea. Like, you know, And I even like, but it depends on your partner too, like, and what they're used to. Because with me and my boyfriend, like, I remember our first Valentine's Day, like, I went all out, y'all. Like, I made him this little basket of like all this little cute little stuff, and like, that nigga didn't give me shit. And that's because like he don't think of Valentine's Day like that. Like, yeah, to him, it's just another fucking holiday, you know?
Right.
And I'm like, motherfucker. Like, I'm ready to keep all this shit. And so after that, I said, fuck it. I'm not putting my time and energy into some shit.
Right.
Definitely if it's not going to be reciprocated. You know what I'm saying? But like, I also feel like people need to make sure to show love all year round.
Yes.
Not just during Valentine's Day.
Right. Like, that's what I was going to say too. Because like, Valentine's Day is not a special day to me. I feel like it's a special day for everybody else looking in at me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I show, like you said, I show love in my relationship every day of the year. You know, all day. You know, like, we wake up and when we're not together, we send in each other text messages. You know. And emojis and like all of that good stuff. We are always on top of it. We're always making sure that each other feels good and look good and are happy and encouraged and whatnot. That's an everyday thing, an everyday occurrence or whatever. Mm-hmm. So like Valentine's Day is not really anything super special. It's just another day. It's just, you know, I mean, I will take advantage of the sales. You know, I'll take advantage of that shit, but I'm not like, I would much rather, you know, spend time like and go on a vacation or something or go on a really special outing on a day that really means something to us, you know, so like anniversary, birthdays, you know, even other holidays, but like Valentine's Day, no, not really necessarily. It's just not that type of thing to me, like, but like you, it's kind of similarly to like what you said. Me and my boo daddy, we on our first Valentine's Day, we like made like a dinner together. We made like pizza and like went and did
I like little things stuff like that. Yeah. I don't need like extravagant shit. Like, I don't need that. That's not like
right.
who I am. I like thoughtful things that we can do together.
Yes, yes. And me too. Like, I like little cool things like that. Real little, you know, low maintenance, chill type situations. I don't need to be out spending $1 billion at a restaurant that I probably don't like. You know what I mean? I don't need to be getting flowers this night.
Steak and some shrimp.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but let's go to the spot. Let's go to the spot. Right. Like, let's not be adventurous and spend all the motherfucking money on hiked up prices
for one day.
You know what I mean?
It's gonna be booked, packed anyway. Yes. Everybody and their mama want to go out on Valentine's Day. You
know? Right. Like, I want to relax. I want to chill. Yeah. I want to enjoy you. And I want you to enjoy me. Without none of the bullshit, without none of the excess, you know, stress and stuff like that. I want it to be real low-key, low-maintenance, vibe-out type situation. So that's what our Valentine's Days have turned into. You know, we ain't gonna celebrate on the day, but we might celebrate that weekend or something, you know, and do some little something, you know, but...
I think I do want to do it for my daughter, though. Like, now that I, like, for my students, I make sure to, like, get them a little pencil and, you know, stuff like that. But I think, like, for my daughter, I would like to, like, get her, like, a plant or, you know.
Now, that's like, a good idea.
Just, like, cutesy. Like, nothing, like, to make her feel like this is the only day I love her because I always show her love all year round. But I don't want her to feel like... I don't know. It's kind of tricky because you don't want for years you doing something like that for your child and they expect it from other people. You know what I mean? But like,
maybe like if I like your concept, But like maybe if you like go and each Valentine's Day you discuss love, you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like the different aspects of love, what you should do within a relationship if you like are in a
Right.
romantic relationship, what you should do in friendships or like different types of love and
Like why she
whatnot.
deserves to be loved, like who she is as a person that's loving, you know?
Or
Maybe that.
even like a self-love day, like we're going
Right.
out and we're getting pedicures today, you know what I mean? Something like that to just
I like
like
that. Yeah.
show love is centered around love and not just, oh my God, I need to be in this
With a
relationship with a
man or
person.
in a relationship just to receive love during this day. Yeah. That's definitely not the message I want to send, because I think for me, like growing up, that's what it just seemed like. And so for me, it was like tough when like now it's Valentine's Day and I have a man who doesn't show love in that way on this day. You know what I mean?
You didn't even
It
give me
can
no
be like
motherfucking
disappointing.
Valentine.
Yeah, bitch didn't get no flowers. Like,
No chocolate, no
but no
card, bitch. You couldn't make me a
chocolate.
card.
None of that. So I think that part is what's different.
Agreed. Me too. I mean, I just think, I think when it comes to Valentine's Day, it's just another day. You
Just
know,
another day,
it's another
another
fucking
day,
day.
and another dollar that people's, because they say like this day is probably one of the most like where people spend the most money outside of like Christmas.
Wow, really?
I feel like I heard that somewhere. Don't quote
Damn.
me though.
Damn. Damn. Well,
Supposed to be
nah.
going all out for V-Day.
Well, they can do that, but my bitch ain't got time. I
Thank
got
you.
all
What
day,
is it?
all year, all decade to show that I love my boo daddy
Yes,
and
that
for him to
is.
show me the same thing. Like, it's not just, you know, condensed into one little
One
measly
day,
day that
yeah.
I didn't even choose.
Absolutely. Right.
No.
So, any final thoughts?
Yes. Love is a universal thing. Like I
Yeah.
said, it's a universal energy. And so you have to be able to identify what is really love versus what is lust or infatuation or obsession, or you know, you have to be able to identify the difference between the two things, you know. And
Yeah.
if it, I always like to say it starts with you loving yourself first, because if you
Yeah.
truly genuinely love yourself, then you'll know how to love everybody else. You know what I'm
Amen.
saying? Because then
And
if
you'll know what
somebody
love to accept and what, yeah.
So if somebody doesn't give a certain give you gifts or something like that or do something like that, you can you have that for yourself already, you know. But if they do, then it's a
Yeah,
bonus. And you know, I
right.
always like to think about it like that. Like love from others is a bonus to help boost me to another level, you know. And so as long as you keep yourself at the center of it, you know, then it will permeate throughout the rest of your life, you know, kind of just like
Absolutely.
radiate through and whatever. So yeah, show yourself love.
Yes. Well, that's all I have. That's all you guys have. Yes. Well, let's move right on to question and answer segment. And this question is from Shamika from Atlanta. And she asked, yes, Shamika, what's up,
Hey,
Shamika?
girl.
Yeah. What would be your ideal Valentine's date? Ooh.
I would like to go again. It probably wouldn't be on Valentine's Day, but my ideal date would be to go like on a trip, like to it really doesn't even matter where, but I would like to go somewhere where I could just have an adventure with my man, like you know, and
Yeah.
spend time drinking wine and talking. You know, seeing new sceneries and you know, doing new things, trying experimenting with new things, new, I don't know, fun things, you know, that I don't get to do at
Right.
home or whatever, and just really enjoying that time and seeing the happiness within him, his face, and him being able to see that happiness within mine, and just relaxing as much as possible, not thinking about the stresses of the day-to-day grind, you know, and things like that. Turn that motherfucking phone the fuck off, log out of Instagram and shit. Yes, you know what I mean? Connect. And just relax and really meditate on one another and ourselves, and giving each other what we need within that moment. Yeah. You know, that would be my ideal date.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah,
I would want the same thing, like, and just doing something totally different, mm-hmm. like maybe painting or something. Ooh, like, yeah. Taste some authentic, like, food wherever we are. Like,
yeah,
I would like that. And drinking all the wine, my belly can handle.
The fact that I'm sitting here with my eyes closed looking at it is shit.
Like, and it wouldn't be too cold. It wouldn't be too hot. It would be like a nice little breeze.
Perfect.
Like, it would be perfect.
Yeah. Oh. What about you, Michael?
Wow. I mean, it would be in a place where it's just more like one-on-one time. Whether that's in a different, like, state or country or whatever the case may be, just me and the person that I'm with on that day, uninterrupted one-on-one
time.
I got time for all that extra interrupting and,
right,
you know, I need your undivided attention.
Right. Yes.
Right now, for this weekend, for everything, yes. You know, it's just us. And so, I mean, it would just, wherever the location, whatever we're doing, it's just me and that person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure.
Ultimately, just me and that person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
It is. Yes.
Well, thank you, Shamika, for your question.
Yeah, thank you, girl.
Feel free to email us at wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, yes. Send us questions, y'all. We like to answer y'all questions.
Y'all.
But okay, we're gonna move right over to our final segment, which is a word from our ancestors. Michael, what you got today?
So, I don't know if this quote has an author, but this was a quote that resonated with me, and it says, when someone loves you, they don't have to say it. You can tell by the way they treat you.
Mm-hmm. Come
on. Simple as that.
Come on.
When somebody loves you, they don't have to say it. You can tell by the way they treat you. Like I said earlier, love is an action.
Yeah.
Like, it is.
You can say I love you all day and night, literally, and a person won't be able to know that unless you put some work behind that. Unless you put some action behind that, I love you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
No. And so, like, it just is so important that when we are into relationships or trying to get to know people and just understanding each other's needs, wants, or whatever the case may be, that we're clear about that. Because everybody will, not everybody, but people can end up in situations where they're putting all of themselves forward and would honestly respect the same in return, and then it doesn't happen, and then you have hurt feelings and broken hearts and all those types of things. And so it's important to be clear and be able to back that up with action. So be clear and take action.
Yes.
Yes. See? I love round that. Of applause. That was a good one.
Yes.
That was a good one, Mike.
Yes. Shout out. But that's going to wrap up this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Definitely send us some input for our topic for the week. Send that to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. And we can't wait to talk to y'all next week.
Yes.
Yes. Love y'all.
Love y'all too.
What's up, everybody? Thank you guys so much for listening to Woke and Broke. We hope you've been resonating with all of our topics each week, and we want to remind you that you can join in on the conversation. Send your input on this week's topic and any random questions you may have for the Q&A segment to wokeandbrokepodcast@gmail.com. Rate and review us on iTunes and share our episodes with your friends. we know you love it. So just join in our conversation and show us some love. Get into it. Talk to y'all next week.